Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. As I've mentioned earlier, that we'll be on the line with Mr. Ratau from Ward 38. Councillor, good evening and welcome to Port FM.
Evening, ma'am.
Evening, welcome again once more. There was a strike earlier today in the morning at the Minitoria offices, the municipal offices in Mamelodi.
Yes.
Yes. So the residents around that area, including Easter, Silverton, Mamelodi, who make use of those offices, were alarmed when they got there and they found that there is a group of people in rage and they were burning tires. Could you at least explain what was happening?
Yes, I was not there, but the last year we had a transformer which was struck by a lightning. We have a new one. Then the municipality come and fix it and then give us the new one. Then even the new one was vandalized by some of the residents. Now, when we go on, we found that we reported to the municipality, and then the municipality promised us that because it was a new transformer,
mm-hmm.
which they erected it last year in May, and in October the new one was.
Hello? It seems like we are having connection problems with the councillor, but what he just... Okay, welcome back. So you're saying there was a transformer which got burned and then they installed a new one?
Yes.
Okay, and then after the municipality have installed a new transformer, the new transformer was vandalized.
Yes.
So who vandalized the transformer? Were there any witnesses?
No, we don't have any witnesses, but the officials, when they come to site, they said that this transformer was vandalized, but it was burning. We don't know what caused it, but to our knowledge, we thought that it was a technical problem because it was burning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was bleeding oils and some stuffs and so on.
Oh.
And that's why we said that somebody, but we cannot say somebody vandalized it because it was bleeding oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come and switch it off. Then that even now it's off, but with the people, they don't have electricity where to speak.
Okay, so you're saying from last year, October, they were living without electricity due to the banned new transformer?
Yes.
Okay, so they were protesting regarding the banned transformer that it's been long living without electricity?
Yes.
Okay, so what response did they receive when they were striking today?
No, as I've said that we were not, I was not here today.
Yes.
I have heard that somebody did receive the memorandum on our behalf.
Mm.
Then that we can see the memorandum tomorrow.
Okay.
But it is already reported to the Deputy Mayor, MMC for electricity.
Mm.
Then I've already reported it there.
Okay.
The march, yes.
All right. Were there any injuries? Because according to witnesses, there were burning tires at the gate.
No, there was no injuries. But what I've heard is that they've arrested three people.
Three people?
Who were intimidating workers who were coming to work.
Okay. If I may ask, was the strike legal?
Yes, it was. I've heard that it was legal.
It was a legal march.
Yes.
Okay, according to your findings, what are the charges of the three people that are arrested?
Presently, I don't know. I cannot say, because maybe tomorrow is then that we can hear from the court side.
Okay, but is it now safe for the residences to come and make use of the facility?
Yes, I'll go. Now it's safe.
It is safe.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ratau, for giving us your time to come in such a short notice so you can clarify what was going on earlier today at the City of Tshwane Minimunitoria offices in Mamelodi. Thank you, Mr. Sir. Thank you. All right. See you next time. The time now is 24 minutes past 6, and we were just on call with Mr. Ratau, councillor for Ward 38 in Mamelodi Minimunitoria. So, as he just said, that the strike was legal, though the public was rattled a bit, but he's assuring the public that the facilities are now safe for usage again. So if you were there today, unfortunately, we apologize that you experienced what was going on there. But going forward, the Metro Police did arrive and tried to control what was happening. And unfortunately, to those three people that got arrested for whatever charges that they might have been facing, as the councillor did mention, that he's not aware of their charges and when will they be appearing in court for bail and stuff like that, as he was not there himself to receive the memorandum, but he said he will look into the memorandum tomorrow. So going forward, we can happily make use of those facilities in Mamelodi next to Den Lane. After 6:30, we are going to have another interview as well regarding that poster that's circulating saying that e-hailing drivers are not allowed in Esterice by the community. So people are saying, no, that's not true. So, but where is it coming from? And it's heavily circulating. So don't go away. 0641196071. Please send in your messages about what you feel about this poster. Are you an e-hailing user or are you an e-hailing driver? Or do you know anyone making use of these services to make a living? Give us your views on our WhatsApp line. Send us your voice note and your messages regarding this issue. It's very disturbing, truly speaking. So we're going to take a short break right now while we get hold of the people who will be coming in for the interview so we can get you answers and clarity about the poster.
Word FM.
The views reflected on the show do not reflect the views of the station.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, this is Sport FM 88.2 Talk. Remember, 0641196071 is the number to dial. On air right now, we are currently with Mr. Matewula, the chairperson from Uber Association, and Mr. Sidwell Geldenhuizen. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly, Mr. Sidwell. Good evening and welcome to Port FM.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. There is a poster. Apparently, it got people concerned. How will they be traveling out of Esterice and back into Esterice? Are you aware of that poster?
Yes, I am.
Okay, when were you first aware of the poster?
I saw the poster first, I think it was Friday. Fridays, someone sent it to me, and then I was very concerned about it.
Okay. I believe that you are currently an e-hailing driver, am I right?
No, I'm not an e-hailing driver. Mm-hmm. I'm not an Uber driver. I'm not a Bolt driver. Mm-hmm. What I am
is I've got a transport service in Estrus where we're providing the same service that e-hailing, Uber and Bolt is providing because of what is the situation that has started 2 years ago. Does it make sense?
Okay, so are you saying what is currently happening right now has been going on for the past 2 years?
Not just in Estrus, but all over. We're talking about all over, all the communities whereby Uber has been hijacked and Uber has been threatened, you understand? So with regard to that, a few guys in Estrus have started the services where we're providing the same services that all these association services are providing.
Okay. Mr. Matebula.
Yes, Shakira?
Yes. Are you aware of this poster that is circulating?
Yes, yes, we are aware of it. I think it started to be in circulation on about Friday. But we were not so surprised because like my brother is saying, the seat what he's saying, the e-hailing drivers, but before I can get to that, let me maybe quickly correct. Our association is not Uber Association, it's e-hailing Partners Council, in short, EPCO. So
okay.
Operators have been suffering in the hands of the criminals in the communities in which whenever we are requested, you find that, you know, you get to be robbed, you get to be hijacked and all these sort of things. You know, there are areas that which, you know, have become a high danger zone, like your Estrus, like your Eldorado Park, like your Tembisa in Ivory Park. So many places that have become, because these incidents, they keep on happening all the time. So that end up being the case in which drivers, you know, are reluctant to go to those areas.
Okay. So I believe that you do get complaints from drivers about such areas.
We do get complaints. And we also try to, you know, to engage with the security clusters, like places like Yeovil, Hillbro, and Berea. You know, we are in constant meetings with the police there, even in the areas like Eldorado Park. You know, I've got the superintendent that always calls me whenever there are issues there, some message that he wants us to pass to the drivers, you know, and even organize some meetings that he wants us to discuss on what we can do. But this has become a great concern for the operators in the e-hailing space.
Okay, what were your response, or what have you done so far after being aware of the poster?
So far is to try to get more information you know, on the poster, you know, the legitimacy of it and all that. And we realize that you know, the community says it's they are not the ones that would have drafted it, but we understand, you know, why such a poster will be there, because if people keep on being terrorized in an area, hijacked and robbed in an area, they become reluctant. However, what we do is to advise, you know, that which we do all the time, all the operators and drivers, you know, to be careful whenever they are to operate in those kind of areas, you know, and then there are other safety measures that which we advise the drivers and the operators whenever they are operating, you know, especially at night and in certain areas, because we're having a situation whereby law enforcement is fading us. We're having a situation whereby the app companies are failing us, you know, in which they were supposed to implement strict safety measures on the app itself, so that, you know, there can be, you know, a recourse to people that gets to be robbed. Because what is happening, people gets to be robbed, hijacked, and nobody gets to be arrested. And that happens because the app itself does not help the police, does not help the law enforcement in order to get those people.
You know, and the other thing, the police itself themselves, you know, they are somehow maybe not willing to implement measures to assist the operators, as the community will end up being suffering under this kind of situations.
Okay, going forward with regard to such a poster, what advice can you give to all the e-hailing and private drivers and the people who make use of the of that services?
I think Shakira, sorry, if I can just interject, Mr. Matibula.
Okay.
I think Shakira, coming from the community, we just like to say that we strongly against this poster. Right, this poster. We strongly against this poster.
Mm.
Even for the fact that I am not an e-hailing Bolt or Uber driver, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This has come to our attention that someone anonymous has sent this poster as an e-hailing driver.
Mm.
You must listen carefully, you understand?
Mm.
Now, obviously, we've had previous issues with Bolt and Uber, not the drivers, not the service providers, but obviously the fact that they have been targeted from criminal elements, you understand?
Yes.
So obviously, we strongly are not condoning this behavior or this poster. So we actually would love the people to come in, you understand?
Yes.
The more services we get in our community, the better. You understand? So I agree with Mr. Matibula that there's a lot of implementation that needs to be done in a small community like this, whereby CPS has to work together with the SCPS, together with all the drivers in order to secure all the service providers.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
So I do accept and I do acknowledge the fact that we can come together and work as a team. You understand?
Mm.
But my question still has been, where is this post coming from? Because I think this is where I come in. Because on all platforms, I strongly condone this poster. Because why? This wouldn't come from a community that needs the service. Does it make sense?
But
it wouldn't come from a community that makes sense. It comes from a person that's saying, I'm a e-hailing driver. This has been a problem in yesterday, so we are not going there.
Mm.
We understand some drivers are scared. Some people are scared or whatever the case may be. But we do welcome all the service providers in here. There are small criminal elements that are targeting people, and we're not even involved with regard to that. So, yes, if we can sit down whereby we all can work together in order to try and safeguard and safekeep our drivers together with the community services, I really appreciate it.
Okay. I also came across one e-hailing driver today, and I showed him the poster and said, are you aware of this? And he said yes. And I said, what is happening actually? Do you go to Easteres or do you not? And he said, I only go only if it's a card trip for my safety. And then he said, if it's a cash payment request, I do not go. And he said, I once got a cash payment, and then luckily I tried to park further away from the request point to check if there's anything suspicious. And he was quite right. He said about three boys were approaching, and then that's when he fled. So from that day, he said he just told himself that I only pick up if it's card for security purposes. So I don't know if is that working. As this question is for Mr. Matebula. Does it work that you can just ignore a request or just decline it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, for the community, it's not working. But for the safety of the drivers, You know, you have to think about yourself. You have to think about your family. Most of these drivers are breadwinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that the whole family will be dependent on, and some that are still very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that came out from school and then they're still trying to get on their feet and all that. With a situation in South Africa where employment rate is so high, unemployment rate is so high, unfortunately, you know, you will expect people to be trying. And this is one area in which, you know, people will try. So I'll say, you know, it does not work for the community because they need these services. But unfortunately, because of those few criminals, criminals like Sydney is saying, you know, I mean, Sydney is saying, you know, everybody gets to suffer. But for the drivers, they have to think about their safety, unfortunately.
Okay, Mr. Sidwell, and how do you do your business? How do you advertise yourself? How do you keep yourself safe in such a situation?
We do have our own marketing material whereby we post on our all the Easterus marketing platforms like Easterus in this blood,
mm-hmm.
and you know all the WhatsApp groups and stuff like that.
Yes.
So what? Yes, and then you know from here, say people that has been serviced also then refer people to us, and then this is how we then get the business.
And then, ever since you started, have you ever encountered any criminal activity to yourself?
Yes, there was a few. But I think the difference, between us and what's happening currently is we are from the community, right? And we know certain areas, we know certain elements, and we know what to accept and what not to accept.
Mm.
Everybody's not the same. You understand? It's just you're lucky if you don't get to go through such instance or situation, you understand?
Mm.
But we also try not to accept any cash payments, and we also try to secure the cars with cameras and stuff like that, for instance like that. But like I said, just trying to secure yourself, know the area, know which area to go, know which area not to go, know which trust to accept and which one not to accept is always the easiest and best way.
All right. Back to you, Mr. Matewula. What advice can you give to both the drivers and the clients?
Yeah, maybe let me start here that I guess this must be a start of the conversation that I think we're supposed to have as the stakeholders.
Yes.
You know, drivers wants to do business, community wants to be serviced, and we also have to think, you know, for the safety and all those kind of things. So I think it's a conversation that we need to have. I'm happy that I realized that there is a CPF in Easterus, and then that will make things easier. If we can have, you know, at some point a meeting of some kind in which we discuss, you know, because community are closer to the people. These things are happening in the same community where this community forum is.
Yes.
And that will mean that, you know, it's people that we might know. It's people that we are closer to, and we can be able to discuss what exactly we can do so that the community can be serviced, and also our brothers and sisters who are operating in the area can be safe as they operate. The advice that which we can give at the moment is, as always, we need to be extra careful and be vigilant as drivers. As we go into the area, we need to be, you know, exercising. I'm not going to disclose exactly what we do, but we need to be exercising those cautious elements to make sure that we are safe. In some other areas, unfortunately, you need to make your judgment if it's worth it, you know, and if ever you feel like it's not worth it as a driver, don't force and don't go. I've been in those kind of situations in which I ignored my instincts, and I was, you know, I was kidnapped, I was robbed, and all those kind of. So we need to be extra careful, and that's what I can say to the drivers.
Okay, Mr. Matewula, what can you say to anyone new coming to join in as an e-hailing driver? What advice can you give to them as to how to get information on protecting themselves?
Yeah, so those that are coming into the business for the first time, or those that are new, my advice is to make sure that they get to know of the groupings that will be in that area, and also to associate themselves with an organization that will be giving information on how we operate, and that so that they are up to date. This business is very dangerous if you are not up to date.
Mm.
If you don't know anything, and if you are not aligned with other people, and if you don't belong to any group.
Okay. Mr. Sidwell, is there anything that you'd like to add?
Yes. Like I said, mm. we as the Private Transport Association of Estres strongly condone the actions of that post, and we are trying to investigate who's behind that post. But all services are welcome in Estres. We do welcome all services, and we do respect all services that are coming into Estres.
Mm. Okay. And then in closing, is there anything that you'd like to say to our listeners and all the e-hailing drivers out there?
Yeah. Mr. Naudela, Mr. Matibula, you can go first.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, all we can say now is to the drivers out there, let's work for our families, but also let us be vigilant. But also, what I need to say is, we need to stand together as the community of the e-hailers and make sure that the government do the right things and the apps do the right things. It's unfortunate now the regulation came out. It's not so much strong on the issue of safety. It is of this reason that as EPCO, we are taking this regulation to the courts so that the courts can set them aside. And we are saying to the e-hailing community, come and join us as EPCO as we take these regulations to the courts so that the courts can set them aside and we can have a regulation that will speak to the safety and profitability of the industry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Matebula, the chairperson, and Mr. Sidwell Halden Hayes, for coming in at such short notice after the residences were concerned after a circulating poster. Thank you so much for honoring this short notice, and have a very good evening.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
As you just heard right now, we were on the line with two men who did clarify about the poster that's been circulating. Apparently, it's from last week. I was only aware of it today, that the community of Estres does not want e-hailing drivers. It is not true. They're saying they do need these services, as after the poster started circulating and the e-hailing drivers were starting to be scarce, some people started to intervene and take this opportunity to make sure that people are able to go wherever they go. So if you are living in Estres, please do not be alarmed. This is not true. It might have been triggered, as they say, by another e-hailing driver who is trying to warn other drivers that this place is dangerous. But we are happy to hear from the CPF and Mr. Matebula that they will be having a meeting. They're going to sit down and look into this problem and how to make sure that both the driver and the passenger are safe on their daily basis. This is Sport FM 88.2. My name is Shagira. This is 88.2 Talk, where your current affairs news updates come in every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.